learning English can open new doors. And you don't have to do it alone. Hi, I'm Josipa from SBS Learn English. Come and learn with me as we explore real-life Australian English together through free videos, podcasts, and articles made for everyday situations we all face. You'll build the confidence to communicate in your own way. Find out more at sbs.com.au/learnenglish.
You're listening to SBS News.
From the SBS Newsroom, I'm Karen Thomas. It's been almost 5 years since the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan after US troops withdrew from the country. In the years since, Afghanistan has faced a deepening hunger crisis, and human rights advocates are pressing the Australian government to recognise gender apartheid under international law. SBS Pashto's Mujib Manib speaks to Anne Ali, the Minister for International Development and Multicultural Affairs, about Australia's humanitarian aid to Afghanistan.
Thank you, Minister, for your time. 5 years ago, the Taliban returned to power in Afghanistan and imposed many restrictions. How would you personally assess the situation in Afghanistan today, and what concerns you the most?
Oh, well, thank you, first of all, Mujib. You're absolutely correct. On Saturday, it's 5 years since the fall of Kabul, and we have continually condemned the Taliban's systemic oppression of the Afghan people, particularly women and girls. And I think that's, when you ask me what concerns me the most, the systemic and gross violation of human rights against women and girls, the attempt to erase them from public life is perhaps the one thing that does concern me the most. Australia will continue to speak out against these egregious abuses, and will continue to work with partners to hold the Taliban to account. We do not recognise the Taliban as the legitimate representatives of the Afghan people, and therefore we engage necessarily through our humanitarian partners and other donors.
If we look at the last 5 years, since August 2021, how much humanitarian aid has the Australian government provided to Afghanistan?
Since September 2021, in fact, we've provided more than $310 million in humanitarian assistance to the people of Afghanistan. And I want to make clear that that had a particular focus of those most vulnerable, those most in need, including women and girls.
Does the Australian government have any direct or indirect contact with the Taliban to facilitate the delivery of humanitarian aid to the people of Afghanistan?
No, because we don't recognise the Taliban as the legitimate representatives of the Afghan people. That is why we limit our engagement, and we engage through our humanitarian assistance with humanitarian partners and donors on the ground in Afghanistan.
How does the Australian government make sure that aid reaches those who need it most in Afghanistan, particularly women and children, without benefiting the Taliban?
Well, that's exactly how we do it. We do not engage with the Taliban. We have trusted partners who work in Afghanistan, and that is who we work with those humanitarian partners and with those donors who are working on the ground there. We see it as our responsibility to ensure that the aid that we provide goes to the people most in need, those most vulnerable, as you mentioned, women and girls in particular, but also it is part of our framework in how we deliver provide development assistance and aid in these situations, that we do not work with the Taliban. We work with our humanitarian partners on the ground.
Minister, how is the Australian government delivering this aid? Is it all being delivered through the United Nations, or the Australian government is also delivering part of it directly to the people?
Bulk of the aid goes through our international partners, our humanitarian partners. That is through the United Nations, and that is how we work with them, given that the United Nations is the organisation that is working in Afghanistan.
Minister, refugee advocates are calling for greater humanitarian support for Afghans, particularly women, girls and minorities facing severe restrictions under the Taliban. I understand humanitarian visa policy is not directly within your portfolio, but what can the Afghan community expect from the government, and what is your message to them?
Look, I think that in terms of the message to the Afghan people, I want to reassure them that Australia strongly, strongly condemns the systemic oppression of the Afghan people by the Taliban. We have made clear that commitment in terms of some of the other actions that we've taken, not just in the humanitarian assistance that we provide to the people of Afghanistan, but also establishing a world-first autonomous sanctions framework for Afghanistan, imposing sanctions against three of the Taliban so-called ministers and the Taliban so-called chief justice. We've brought action against Afghanistan under the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, and continue to look at how we can hold Afghanistan to account under international law for the Taliban's treatment of women and girls. So I think at all levels, whether it's in our diplomatic efforts, whether it's certainly indeed in terms of the visas that we have provided and the number of Afghans who have been resettled into Australia, and might I add, have made incredible contributions to the Australian community, the Afghan community, if I can just mention that. That the Afghan migrants have over many years, but particularly also more recently arrived since the fall of Kabul, have made incredible contributions to the Australian community. So whether it's in terms of resettling Afghan people in Australia, whether it's in terms of the humanitarian assistance that we've provided, or whether it's in terms of our efforts to continually hold the Taliban to account for their gross injustices, the Australian government has demonstrated that we are on the side of the Afghan people.
Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you speaking with us today.
It's my pleasure, Mujib. Thank you so much.
Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business.
The one that stops people mid-walk.
But once that idea's on
A-frame signs, window decals, takeaway bags.
It's happening. Print your possible. Use code NEWD15 for 15% off your first order at vistaprint.com.au.